2026. For our weather forecast today, we have some rain. Otherwise, a high near 51. Chance of precipitation is 90%. Tonight will be a low of around 42. Chance of precipitation is 90%, but that will be early in the morning. Otherwise, tomorrow will be a chance of rain after 7 a.m. and patchy fog before 7 a.m. Chance of precipitation is 50%. Otherwise, it will be mostly cloudy skies with a high near 55. And on Thursday, it'll be some rain with thunderstorms also possible after 1 p.m. Otherwise, a high near 66, and the chance of precipitation is 90%. On this Tuesday, March the 3rd of 2026, at 32 minutes after 8, we've got a temperature of 36 degrees, drizzle of rain out there currently in Beaver County. And it is time for a quick snow watch on this Tuesday, March 3rd of 2026. You can also see these on our website at beavercountyradio.com. And they are as follows. Butler County Community College, all of their locations, which includes the one over in Cranberry Township, will open at 9:30 a.m. Then we have Slippery Rock Area Parks and Recreation, has a two-hour delay. Slippery Rock Area School District also has a two-hour delay. And Slippery Rock Program Center will open at 10 a.m. today, which means they have a one-hour delay. Snow Watch is sponsored by McClellan's Roofing, Moon Township Honda, Zookie's Sports Tavern, and Sheffield Lanes over in Aliquippa, because if snow has got you covered, so do we here at Beaver County Radio. News, headlines, stories, and more are coming up at 9 o'clock. And that's News Headlines and Snow Watch. I'm Noah Haswell on 99.3 FM, AM 1230 WBVP, 95.7 FM, and 1460 AM WMBA. Also streaming live around the world at BeaverCountyRadio.com.
And I'll just add one sports item. The Pittsburgh Penguins back on the ice tonight, taking on the Boston Bruins. That is in Boston.
Great.
I know. They're always that's always
sarcastic.
your Family Guy impersonation.
No, I wasn't planning on doing that. I was just planning on sarcasm.
Oh. Well, Boston, that'd be Peter Griffin's team, right? Boston Bruins.
You think. Probably. Yeah. Now I do it.
Thank you. 6:30 coverage right here on Beaver County Radio. Puck drop at 7. The Penguins have a busy March ahead of them. We have a caller on the line. We are excited about this. Lincoln Park Performing Arts Center out in Midland has a brand new show coinciding with America's 250th anniversary. Here to talk about it is the director, Sharon Schaller. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. And thanks for holding there. I know we were doing the news there, but I'm stoked about this show and for a number of reasons. First of all, the set list, you're giving us everything from Pennsylvania polka to the Chattanooga choo-choo. Wow.
We are. And there are so many recognizable songs. I remember when we first chose this show, I was reading the list of songs to my mom, who's in her 80s. And she was so excited because she recognized almost everything.
Deep in the heart of Texas, America the Beautiful. What was the criteria for picking the songs? Were you trying to be representative, like geographically or stylistically, historically? How did you come up with them?
Well, this is a published show. So Justin Fortunato, the artistic director, found it, got the rights to it, and it's typically a five-person show. But he got permission for us to expand it into a big ensemble song and dance show.
Ooh.
So the shows that they chose came with the show.
And we're talking about the show is called All Hands on Deck, opening March 19th at Lincoln Park Performing Arts Center. And it's kind of set around a USO big band, is my understanding.
Yeah, there was which I really was uneducated on this. There was something called the Hollywood Victory Caravan that in July of 1942 was actually traveling. I believe it traveled for a few weeks around the country, and it was movie stars, famous stars, who were all pitching in to try to sell war bonds to citizens so the citizens would be more invested in World War II. So they put the show together and traveled, and this is under the pretense of the Hollywood Victory Caravan.
And to bring in for choreography, you get a legit Broadway star and Linkin Park graduate, Amber Ardolino. That is so cool.
It is so cool. She was working in Korea doing The Great Gatsby, and I texted her and I said, this might sound crazy, but do you have any time to choreograph something? And she said, that is crazy because I just told someone yesterday I wanted to start choreographing and I wanted to reach out to my old school. So it was supposed to happen, I think.
Oh, Amber is a North Swickley Township native, Beaver County through and through, but she has gone on to star in the Neil Diamond musical, A Beautiful Noise, playing Neil's wife. She's been in Hamilton, Moulin Rouge, just a who's who of Broadway shows, and it's a Linkin Park graduate. When's the last time she's worked with Linkin Park? Has she ever done anything like the Mancini Awards or anything? Or
no, because she's always working in New York. She was in something right after she graduated, I think, when they did Oklahoma. Other than that, she comes home to visit her family a lot, but she hasn't had time to work for us. And boy, she's doing such a wonderful job because I'm watching our students learn from her, and she's wonderful with them. She's a wonderful teacher, so it is win-win for sure.
I recommend anyone follow Amber Ardolino on Instagram. She's one of the more entertaining people on there. She gives you like behind the scenes looks at rehearsals and seems to be really living the dream. And that's got to make you proud of Linkin Park. And I talk about all the talent that has come out of Linkin Park, and she's a shining star example, but so many others have gone on to be in professional stage shows.
So many. I mean, we have several, I almost said kids, several former students who are in national tours right now. Some of them are working all the time, which makes me so proud. I've been at Linkin Park since the very beginning, so I was there for Amber's whole time at Linkin Park and the other students as well.
There's another one, Matthew Federick. I keep seeing him doing Broadway things as well.
Matthew Federick is doing fantastic. He's been working so much. He got to do a CLO and be back in Pittsburgh. He's back on a national tour now. Yeah, he's doing beautifully.
We're talking with Sharon Schaller. She is the resident artist in Linkin Park and will be doing the next production in Linkin Park called All Hands on Deck. We know it's family-friendly. We know it's high energy. Kind of describe the storyline.
It's mostly about the music and not about the story. There's a little bit of dialogue, but there's four characters that are kind of the movie stars that they brought in to do this Hollywood Victory Caravan. One of them, I imagine, being the Bob Hope character. But the dialogue is loose, and most of what you're going to see is you're going to hear the song sung really well, and you're going to see amazing choreography and dancing. It's a very, very high-energy song, and it goes from one song to another.
And tickets are available now. You can go to the Linkin Park website, which is linkinparkarts.org, or you can call 724-576-4644. And I'm going to put that on our website. We'll do a little story about this as well.
Okay.
But now, you guys usually have either a food truck or some kind of element like that when you have productions. Well, what's in store for All Hands on Deck?
And there are food trucks for every show. I'm not sure what they are, but they're all – it's funny because everyone who works at Linkin Park plans their lives around when the food trucks are coming and which ones are coming. But they will be there for this. And we have more shows. This is only one weekend, but we open on a Thursday night. We have Friday night. We have two shows on Saturday and one on Sunday.
So March 19th is the opening, but then it's that next weekend? Is that my understanding?
It's just that weekend.
Oh, okay,
the 19th
gotcha.
Through the 22nd.
Gotcha. And this is in the main stage theater. What kind of describe it visually. What will the backdrops look like?
The band will be on stage, which
Ooh.
Is fun. We have a great, I think it's 9-piece band that's playing all of this old swing music. Very much decorated as if the Hollywood Victory Caravan was coming through Midland. So there's a lot of red, white, and blue decorations. And then Act Two goes into a radio show that they used to do as well to try to get people on board with the war. And we'll do a little bit of radio show sound effects. But it's just lots of patriotic celebrating America's 250th anniversary.
And so many theater groups and organizations are going to be doing just that. I like how you're getting right to it. You're not waiting until July. Let's get the party rolling.
Let's do it now.
Here's a quote from Justin Fortunato, the producing artistic director of Lincoln Park. He says, "We are incredibly excited to collaborate with this creative team and to present a show that honors America's 250th birthday. As we reflect on what it means to be patriotic and to be an American, the All Hands on Deck show reminds us of an art form that once brought us together and still has the power to do so today." Ooh, I always like when he talks.
Me too.
So tickets starting at just $18. Now, Sharon, for the students who were involved in this, what's it like for them? Some of them probably never heard the Pennsylvania Polka before.
No, you know what's funny? I didn't see that coming. And then when we were learning music, I was like, oh, you've never heard this before. So this was almost all new material for them, which I found very interesting. I love to watch them learning this style because it is a totally different style than what they often have a chance to work on. And just recently when I've talked to some of the actors, they've looked up old versions of things.
Ah.
So they're kind of immersing themselves in this style, which makes me proud.
I think I was deep into my adulthood until I realized the Steelers fight song actually is drawn from the Pennsylvania Polka. I didn't realize that as a...
Well, that's how I got them to recognize what it was. I was like, oh, you know, it's the Steelers fight song.
So it's a musical and dance spectacular featuring more than 40 American classics, All Hands on Deck. Sharon, what else do you think is important for people to know about this?
We already talked about Amber, but we also have Kathy Billy, who is a resident artist at Lincoln Park, who is the music director. I watched Kathy working and Amber working, and what they are getting out of the students is so impressive. I think there's also a sing-along in the show, by the way, of a lot of the songs that people who are maybe a little older than us will all recognize. By the Light of the Silvery Moon, Pennsylvania Polka, Moonlight Bay.
Ooh.
So there's a sing-along that we're going to have a bouncing ball on the lyrics and let the audience sing along.
Karaoke Lincoln Park style.
Karaoke, yeah.
Well, that's got to be exciting for students for having Amber, and you mentioned the other alum, to see that, hey, I can do this too. This musical I'm in, this could be a stepping stone for me to one day be on Broadway.
Yeah, and what I'm loving is as Amber is teaching them, she will drop in some stories of things she's gone through, good and bad, which is so good for the students to learn. I think at any age, it's hard putting yourself out there, but especially for teenagers. So here, she said something last night where we were talking to the students about make sure you're singing while you're dancing. And she told a story about when she was in Hamilton and how the music director made sure they were all singing their parts.
Oh.
So they idolize her, of course, but she's not unapproachable. They feel like they're working with her, not for her. It's really wonderful to watch.
Love that. And I can't belabor the point enough, but it was a long February. We were just cooped up in snow and ice. So did you get the sense that people are ready to get out again and see some live theater?
Yes, yes. Absolutely. I think everyone's happy doing the show, and I think people are ready to come back and put the snow behind us and go see something fun.
All right, let's set it up one more time. It's Lincoln Park presenting All Hands on Deck. Opens Thursday, March 19th through Sunday, March 22nd. Tickets on sale now, starting $18. LincolnParkArts.org. Sharon, anything else you want to say?
No, just come out and see it. I know that tickets are going pretty fast at this point. So if this sounds good to you, you should go get your tickets now. So I'm sure the matinees are selling very well, especially.
Ooh, I'm going to have to hit up Rick Orienza to get my tickets. I'm going to have to work on that.
Yeah, you should do it soon.
All right, great advice. And we will put a story on our website. I'll try to get it up later this afternoon to give all the details, everything you heard here. And I recorded this conversation. So if you don't mind sharing, I'll put that on there as well for people to hear.
Of course. Sounds great. It was nice talking to you, Scott.
You too. Keep up the great work. Hope to see you soon.
Thank you. See you soon.
All right. Bye. Yeah, I can't recommend enough. If you haven't been to Lincoln Park Performing Arts Center recently to catch a show,